next week is a big week in Washington. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. Got to set you up for next week, because guess what's coming down the pike? Healthcare, baby. Yep, take a look at that card that's sitting somewhere in the bureau right now next to you while you're trying to catch a few Z's and listen to this show. Wake up! Here's the scoop. What's going to ultimately be the reaction to the Supreme's decision? We have dissected this every single way possible. The bottom line is this. Everybody's health care is an individual decision, which doesn't mean we want an individual mandate. And the problem is the fact that medical care accounts for 18% of our gross domestic product. Let me say that again in case you are reaching for your glasses to turn up the radio. Remember this number, 18% of our gross domestic product. So that's taking up at least a chunk of entrepreneurs and business owners. It's taking a chunk of that, plenty of it, if we're talking about that amount of money. That's a huge amount, a portion anyway. So the economic bottom line is the entire healthcare system is, guess what, up in the air with this Supreme Court opinion in the wind. It's going to be one of the biggest decisions that will happen in my lifetime, and that means in your lifetime, because the economic impact of this could be tremendous. Enjoy the weekend, because we don't want to be sweating this out until we head into next week, and we'll be sweating this out. Raise your hand if you're an entrepreneur, if you have a small company. I guarantee my pal Stu in Kentucky, I'm thinking of you. I can see your hand up. How about Mike, who's listening in Connecticut? Writes great notes, has a pretty decent business, but has problems with insurance. So the decision is going to have massive rippling effects, a tsunami of effects across the country for business owners especially, because it was impossible to forecast what was going to happen. You know, we would joke about the crystal ball. I wish I was Madam Cleo. I do. I would tell you. When you have small companies, 50, 70, 80 employees, I mean, really, the definition of a small business, if you look it up, 500 or less, that is the backbone of this nation. Lots of small companies. Yeah, we have our giant behemoths, our corporate all-stars, and not such great stars, but, I mean, huge corporations, but there are many more small businesses, because a larger company, well, you know, you've got more bodies, more money to throw in with the whole healthcare thing. That's the way it's gone. So what's going to happen is lots of employees' insurance is probably going to get kicked back. And when they get insurance independently, what does that mean? And, oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. If the individual mandate stands, what happens then is regulation. And here's the thing, you get too deep in, and we all know this. It's the truth. It doesn't mean that no regulations in any business of any form aren't good. Of course not. I'm not saying that. I love it when people write, the haters write notes, which I welcome all notes, by the way, criticisms or not, about how you hate the government. You have to have some regulation. Yes, you do. And yes, you have to have some government. But too much of anything isn't a good thing. And too deep in the regulations, which we don't even know what they are and how it's going to fall out, won't be good. Individual mandate is set up for that. If you have to purchase health insurance through the employers, through your employers or on the market, I mean, this is a sticking point for a very good reason, a very good reason. So enjoy the weekend. Take a breath. Because next week, all hell is going to break loose. There's going to be people who lose coverage. Millions of people, I think, are going to lose coverage, depending on what the rule is. Certainly, if you've got any money in healthcare stocks, with the tiny bit of money you have in your 401k, you might want to roll that up into cash, because who knows what happens with that. I mean, this is D-Day. This is. After this was enacted, boy, a lot of things started to happen. And this is the problem with this is from the beginning, 2,400 pages that were undecipherable, bloated government waste on this thing. So, billions of dollars to fund this, And what's going to happen? All Americans are probably going to suffer because what's going to happen is healthcare is going to, the spending is going to be cut, and we're going to have, we're going to cut in the wrong direction. We're going to have serious problems with this. I think millions of people are going to be dumped from their insurances. And when I say they're going to be dumped, I mean their employers are going to have no choice but to do that. And that depends on the ruling, however. Maybe if the Supreme Court shreds most of it, then that won't be the case. It's back to the drawing board, and that won't happen. So the individual mandate, it doesn't have to be enforced, at least the way it currently is. I mean, the whole thing to me, without a doubt, is free enterprise. All right, there's another thing that's looming in the wind in Washington. You may have a kid that's paying back some monster student loans. You might be paying back some loans, and it might have really nipped you. We've had people call this show. In fact, if you have big student loans, I know you're tired, man. You just got off your shift, but you are listening. Call me. I want to hear your story. We want to hear your story. Share your story on the air. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Because how much are you burdened with? Well, when it kicks in the beginning of July, it's going to shoot up higher because nothing's really been done with student loans. And you would think that this wouldn't be so poker red hot. But it's a perfect thing for the president to use as a dividing rod between the GOP and the Dems. Take a listen to what he says.
This issue didn't come out of nowhere. It's been looming for months. But we've been stuck watching Congress play chicken with another deadline. It's mind-boggling that we've had this stalemate in Washington that threatens to make the situation even worse. One congressman warned that this is all about giving college students free college education, which doesn't make much sense because the definition of a loan is it's not free. You have to pay it back.
All right, and the problem is what you don't know with that is the fact that there were other things that were stuck in the student loan bill. And this is the problem in Washington. It's not one thing. It's a whole bunch of other things that are thrown in it. So a bill has all these amendments and special interest things that are stuck to it, and unsticking those things becomes the sticking point, and then that's when the fighting and the tug of war begins. It's not one thing. It's not like, hey, here's student loans, guys. Let's take a vote on it. It's no, there are other things that are pushed onto that bill or that law that they're hoping will become a law and will change. And that's why so much of it gets kicked back. This is the problem with half of the things that are log jammed in Washington. There ought to be a law against that, huh? Stay with us. More to come as we continue to walk down the path here, the overnight path. The lights are on. We're thriving. Give us a call. 855-266-KATE. Especially got big student loans, I want to hear from you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
So by this time next week, we might all feel like we've been kicked in the head. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Come on, prop those eyes open. I know you're out there. This is the exciting time of the day. Why? Because wherever you are listening to me, I don't care if it's on the West Coast, East Coast, Southeast, wherever, guess what? It's quiet time. This is the best time to listen to the radio. It is, because you can actually hear it. There's not all those other sounds that are getting in the way. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate.
You sound like you're alive and thriving.
Hey, you got it. I'm motivated. I'm going. If I had to borrow money to go to college today, I wouldn't have been able to get an education. To me, it's... And I hope these kids will call in and comment with the job market so bad and borrowing thousands of dollars. How are they going to deal with it? So I'm interested to see what they have to say.
I am too.
But I wanted to comment on the court, on this Arizona law and the health care law. The health care law, do you possibly see Judge Breyer voting against this?
Possibly, yes.
So I'm thinking there's a possibility this could be a 6-3 against. But Ginsburg's going to vote for it.
Yep.
Sotomayor will. Kagan will.
Yeah.
And I think Kennedy will vote against it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
And the Arizona law, I think, is going to be 5-4 against. I mean, for the Arizona law.
I do, too. And what's interesting there is you have five other states that are already doing the same thing, including, like, Alabama, and there's other states that want to. So, wow, that's a game changer. That's a game changer, I think, in the right direction. Look, don't you have to show your ID for everything, Dale? I have to show IDs for everything.
Well...
I mean, I can stop by a cop just to even give me a warning to say, hey, I'm sorry, your light is out. He's very polite, nice, great guy. And ask for my license, though.
Well, exactly. And I think in this case, I think the rationale, or at least one of the rationales about the Arizona law is that a state ought to be able to enforce federal law within the state.
Yep.
Now, they can't do much about the border, maybe. But... of course, They'll stop these people. They'll find out they're illegal. They'll turn them over to the federal government. President Obama let them go. But, you know, it's going to be a vicious circle here for a while.
Yeah, I agree.
But with all the problems that the president has right now, he doesn't need this headache. But we're going nowhere, absolutely nowhere in our economic situation. And, you know, these polls come out and they say it's, you know, 47% for President Obama and 41% for
Romney.
And I just don't see it that way. I don't think, I know there's going to be a lot of money spent in this campaign, more than ever before. Of course, it's every cycle's that way now, but it's going to be some tough sledding.
I agree, and it really feels that way. That's why I said take a breath. Have a cocktail over the weekend and wait for next week.
Well, I'll definitely do the cocktail part.
I like that,
hey,
Dale.
Hey,
thank
Kate.
You.
Bye.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. He's a good caller. We like Dale. I wonder what his cocktail of choice is. They say in the summertime, especially with all this heat, you're supposed to come up with something refreshing. Something refreshing. So what would that be? Pina colada? That's too girly, I think, for Dale. And seriously, you know, if you've kind of forgotten about the whole healthcare thing, it's easy to do. You know, until something happens, I said this on the last show, until something happens to you, it's easy to put it off. But then when there's a life-changing thing, which I hope happens to nobody listening to this show, but when something happens, you need it, that's when you start to really realize you're responsible for your own health care, and you got to figure it out. You're like Christopher Columbus. Here's a map and a few little things to help you, but good luck. I mean, I almost feel like they apologize at the hospitals. Good luck. Usually the nurses are pretty cool, and sometimes you get some good doctors, but and I'm not knocking doctors, so there's some great doctors out there, but a lot of them have bailed because of all the nonsense of the whole healthcare thing, because they can't even afford their own malpractice insurance. What does that say? But we'll know what's going to happen here, how this is all going to go down by next week. It has to be next week, because the Supremes are done. They're going on vacation. So, you know, they're not going to be wearing their robes and writing decisions. I mean, this is it. There's no question. It happens next week, so we'll see what the majority decision is and what the dissenting decision is, what happens, how that gets kicked around. I can't wait, frankly. I've spent so much time on healthcare, I'm dizzy over healthcare. That has become the number one thing of what we dug into here on America Tonight, between all the trips to Washington, all the conversations with people and all different looks around this thing. To be fair, to really look at it and just not take one point of view. And I've seen it, and clearly there is absolutely no doubt there's all kinds of problems. I mean, I think really the idea was, okay, this is going to be my legacy. I'm going to ram this through. And of course, there are going to be things, it's so many pages, there's going to be things that people don't like about this, but at least we get it out there, at least it's out there, and then it can be picked apart. Then you can pick over the carcass of it. But that's the problem, is that there's not much meat on the bones. The individual mandate, already hiring people to enforce that for the IRS, so that's government jobs. What happens to that? If this goes down, or if it doesn't go down, what does that mean for all the people who don't have insurance? How is it going to be affordable? What kind of insurance are you talking about? Why not free competition? Doesn't that seem to make more, when I say free competition, why not more competition? Why not create that? Wouldn't that mean, if you erase the state lines, I mean, wouldn't that mean, all things being equal, as you're shopping around for health insurance, or companies were shopping around for health insurance, they could have a shot at a really decent deal. And the insurance companies still make their money. They still would make plenty of money. It wouldn't be that they'd be getting sliced, that they wouldn't be able to make the profits. Of course, they would still be able to make the profits, but that makes too much sense. you just have to go back to what works. What works is that we are still the biggest manufacturers in the world, that we in America have that entrepreneurial spirit that creates jobs, that creates possibilities, and we have to keep going back to that because that's what America is about. That's why people wanted to come to America for the opportunity. So we got to create those opportunities. It's interesting because Dale said there, I mean, and I really mean this, if there's no students up and thriving now because your finals are done, you went and partied on Thursday, I know what that's like, and your head has hit the pillow and you're long gone, you're not driving down the road in Lexington, Kentucky listening to the show right now, you listened earlier and you're out. I understand. But send me an email about that at americatonight.net because I want to know what the debt is like. I want to know how bad that debt is. My brother went to Rutgers. He went to Rutgers Law School. And I'm proud of him because he put himself through law school. He got decent grades, but they're not offering you big money to go to law school. And his loans, I think his loan was $60,000. He would kill me. I'm saying this story on the air, but it was like $60,000. You know, and he had to pay that whole thing off, and he did. But getting ahead, you know, breaking even and then getting ahead, he was behind the curve with a lot of other people who didn't have as much to pay back. Now you're talking about anybody going to school. Maybe they get some grants and they get a scholarship or they get money for books or as part of that or whatever it is. But they're certainly going to have something. But the average kid, depending on where they go to school, the average kid whose parents can't afford to pay for the whole thing, they may help them out, but they can't pay for the whole thing, they're going to come out with, I saw this the other day, at least $80,000, maybe way more than that, but at least $80,000 that they have to pay back. And that was on the lower end of the estimate. It was actually much higher. And probably that's what Dale was alluding to. I mean, what do you do if you got to pay $150,000 back in student loans? Boy, that'd be depressing, wouldn't it? How much is that going to cost you monthly? How long is it going to take to pay off? And then you can't get a job. So what kind of job, if you do get one, is going to be able to help you pay that off quicker? Stay with us. We can count version next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, this is a special version for just a couple of minutes here on America Tonight of We Can Count. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can count how many people responded to my freebie of I'm going to throw in a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, and a copy of The Last Ride, the story of Hank Williams. It's the actual soundtrack of it. For all the people who were getting Extendivite, you know, I've been talking about this now for a couple of months. I've only ever on the show endorsed, I looked yesterday to make sure, 3 different things. That's it. This is the third. And Extendivite I started taking because my buddy Jason set me up in a conversation with Don, and I said that I needed to see if it was anything that would do anything for me first, and it did. I've already said this story over and over again. Quickly, I'll give you the snapshot version of it. A lot of people in my family died of heart problems, especially the men, but also 2 women had heart disease, Delaney's and Fitzgerald's. So I didn't want to end up that way, and I've been drinking water, eating better, all that kind of stuff. But that wasn't changing cholesterol numbers, and it didn't do anything for blood pressure. So I started to take Extendivite. And it was actually less than a month that I noticed it with the cholesterol numbers. So I didn't know what they were. I got them because of life insurance. Then my numbers dropped dramatically enough that between that and the heart, between that and the blood pressure rather, that my life insurance actually went down, which was this great. I mean, something where I get a discount. Are you kidding? So it's the only thing I can attribute it to. And my doctor didn't know either. He was asking me, what are you doing? And I wasn't taking anything. The only other thing I take is Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's got some great minerals and stuff in it. I've talked about that. because I hadn't taken any vitamins, and I was worried. You start to get worried about that. You just start reading too much. So anyway, so I started taking Extendivite. I love it. Don Wiskin is so, so cool. His story is awesome. Sadly, his father died from a heart bypass. His brother was dropped off at the front of the hospital. He died with a heart attack. And Don was dropped off at the hospital with heart problems. He was on heart medication, all this stuff. He said enough, and so he developed Extendivite. We love it. Go to heartdrop.com. Get yourself a bottle because it is so worth it, and it's so cheap. It's a song. Way cheaper than having your chest cracked open. So Lisa, Jack, Shelley, and John, all of you are getting a copy of, because they all got Extendivite, all of you are getting a copy of Level the Playing Field and The Last Ride. The offer still stands for anyone else out there listening. If you get it, just send me some sort of a note that shows that you got Extendivite. Have Babs write me a note, or you just shoot me your receipt or something, and then I will send that to you. Also, there were two people who were winners on the show. Your Extendivite is on the way, because once a month we give away Extendivite, and we'll be doing that again soon. We give away a bottle of Extendivite, then you can see what it does for you. All right, so we're back to the trenches here, talking about a couple of different things, including the deal with Raelle Hunter. Boy, talk about an opportunist. Bada bing, bada boom. Elizabeth Edwards dies of cancer, not her fault, but she was there fooling around with her, with the woman's husband. While that was happening, she's on the campaign trail. She's the supposed wink-wink videographer, has the kid out of wedlock. Fast forward, Edwards goes through that trial where the government decides we're going to nail him for campaign fraud. They waste your money and my money because it doesn't happen. Then a day later, he's off hanging out. John Edwards is hanging out with Raelle Hunter and his little girl. She's written a book that's coming out, and you got to promote a book. So you go on things like ABC and talk to Chris Cuomo. Here's a little snippet of that interview with Raelle Hunter.
Their father's not a demon and their mother's not a saint, and I'm not a homewrecker. We're real human beings, and there was a real dynamic that was going on, good and bad, and we all made mistakes.
What do you think the reaction is when the woman who's sleeping with the husband starts talking about the wife who is now dead from cancer?
There are a lot of people that will go, wow, I understand, I get it, and there are a lot of people will be outraged. And I feel for both my daughter and for all the kids involved, the full truth needs to be in the public domain. Their father's not a demon and their mother's not a saint, and I'm not a homewrecker. We're real human beings, and there was a real dynamic that was going on, good and bad, and we all made mistakes.
Okay. Yeah, we all made mistakes. I don't know, just to not warm up to this woman. I mean, she's right. You know, they're human. Things happen, blah, 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 blah. But does that make you want to run out and buy her book for $10, $15, who knows what it is? No way. I don't care. Are you kidding me? Do you want to run out and buy her book? Is there anything that's so intriguing that you want to read about with Raelle Hunter and John Edwards and then Elizabeth Edwards? And you know what they say in this book? Supposedly she calls out Elizabeth Edwards. There's a saying that my mother taught me, or somebody taught me, it might not have been my mother, I don't know, somebody, some Delaney taught me about speaking ill of the dead. Ooh. So who knows what comes out in that book. We already threw her in the dungeon, so we can't do that. She's still in there. Did send her a note. Hey, you want to come on America Tonight? And we'll see, but doubtful. She's not going to do very much media, and most of it, I'm sure, will be television. Most likely it'll be television. So she moves to the author section of the world, and then she's back with John Edwards. And John Edwards, that's it for him for politics. There are a lot of people, a lot of Democrats that thought John Edwards was the bomb because he had risen from the ashes, had come from nowhere, seemingly, and he did. He went to law school, made a bunch of dough, by going in the courtroom and working for some big companies and whatnot, and earned a reputation, then became a senator from North Carolina, and his whole thing. His whole rallying cry was the poor, you know, the poor helping the poor, whatever we can do. And boy, he really blew it. He really blew it, especially the whole insider accounts of the ego run astray, run amok, whatever, where he was just determined that he was going to stay on that path of chasing the presidency no matter what the cost was. And obviously there were lots of problems. I wanted to give you an update on this because we talked about this story. I even posted something on Facebook. If you haven't gone to my Facebook yet, you can get to Facebook or you can get to the website if you have Press 4. Go to press4.com, download it, get it, whatever, because then you can always do the daily rant too. If you're in your walking around in your in your everyday life and something really gets under your skin, you can rant it easy, so easy. You have Press 4, then you say America Tonight, keyword, they'll ask you, and you say America Tonight, rant. Plus, you can enter our contest. My goodness, we're giving away so much stuff. I'm telling you, I feel like the freebie channel, but it's exciting. I love it when we have cool things to give away. So with the extent of Ideal, the book and the CD, but also if you go to the website, click on the Press 4 deal, and you can sign up to win the brand-new iPhone or $200. All right, so check this out with the flesh-eating deal. I said we'd give you a follow-up. There are two women in the news for this. One's a South Carolina mother who contracted this bacteria, too, days after she gave birth to twins. She's being transferred to a rehab hospital. She's at least been upgraded to good condition, thank goodness. She's 36-year-old Lana Kirkendall. She's undergone, are you ready for this? And this is after giving birth, 20 surgical procedures, they say. I mean, holy Toledo, skin grafts is some of what she's had to go through. And they're trying to stop the spread is what they're trying to do. And she had been in the hospital since May 11th, 4 days after she gave birth to the two twins. And so they've had aggressive intervention, so she just hasn't had to have any amputations. Because remember, there's also 24-year-old Amy Copeland in Georgia, this poor girl, who lost her hands, part of her abdomen, a leg, a foot. And, you know, so both of them have had to go through this extensive stuff. But two different tales here of what's happened to one and what's happened to the other and how do they get it. And how do you get this rare bacteria? It's frightening to think about it. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Last place I want to spend any time is the hospital. Whew, I just forget it. And with Kirkendall, what happened was she had a bruise on her leg that was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's when she was diagnosed with it. This bacteria is common, I guess, in the environment, but you really don't. It's rarely is it a serious infection. But if you get that, infection, that's what happens. I mean, it's flesh eating. That's what they call it. That it gets into the bloodstream, usually through a cut. Oh, boy. Now these stories are coming out. These aren't the only two. There are a couple of other cases, too, but these are the two big ones that everybody's talking about. They say the disease attacks and destroys healthy tissue. It's fatal about 20% of the time. Ugh. All right, we're going to lighten the load. Coming up next, cheap movie review.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's head to Dan in Texas. Dan, what was the last movie that you saw? Have you been to the movies lately?
Titanic.
Oh, my gosh. That's like 10 years ago. You didn't see the recent crazy HD version thing.
No, I didn't
thing.
Do that.
Okay.
It was original.
Wow.
I loved it. I just loved it.
Didn't you know the ending to that story already?
Titanic, yeah. Our president is arranging the deck chairs on the Titanic as we speak.
Yes, the healthcare Titanic.
That ship is going down.
I know.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen, I love you. You're my best friend and all that good type rot. And you still owe me a book called Something to Do with Evel Knievel that I won in a contest. I will trade And I will trade it for one of those extendivites. I'd like to try that and see if it helps me. You wouldn't want your good friend to die.
I swear it is awesome. I love this Don Wiskin.
I'm definitely interested and would probably be a study customer.
I'll tell you what to do. Hang on and what we'll do is we have to get your vitals, so to speak. We have to get your vitals from Donovan. He'll grab them and then we'll be able to pass that on to you, okay? I think I put you on hold there. I hope I did. All right, in the meantime, while Dan is in the wings, we are going to switch gears here and turn to the movies. Because a great way to escape everything is to go to the movies. Unlike Dan, maybe he's watching a lot of Tube. Now you can go to the movies for a song, too, because there's a lot of dollar theaters that are pretty good. In my neighborhood, they have a dollar theater. I swear, they practically get first-run movies. And the most you pay, I think the most you ever pay for a movie is $1.50, which is pretty good. So you just wait a couple of weeks, and you want to see a movie that you think most people won't like, you'll be able to go to the cheap version, the cheaper seats. And it works out good. It's just like any other movie theater. All right, this is getting a lot of buzz, this movie, and it's called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Check it out.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. And I looked, and behold, was death saying, come and see.
History prefers legends to men. It prefers nobility to brutality. Soaring speeches to quiet deeds. History remembers the battle, but forgets the blood. However, history remembers me before I was a president. It shall only remember a fraction of the truth.
And hell will follow.
There is darkness everywhere, Mr. Lincoln.
My mother was murdered. I can see the rage burning.
Tip the balance for the good of all mankind.
I shall kill them all.
It's time we had a nation of our own. This war ends tonight.
So this is vintage Tim Burton. He's one of the filmmakers on this. And this is explores the secret life of Abraham Lincoln. The untold story is what they're talking about here. And this movie is 1 hour and 45 minutes. Looks to be pretty interesting. Might be a good rental if you don't catch it at the flicks. You got to like the whole vampire thing, though, too. So, and it's R, might not be your cup of tea. We move from the buzz over Burton and Abraham Lincoln to a great kids-looking movie. This does. It looks really entertaining. It's called Brave. Check it out.
I saw something that day. Something I'll not forget. It stands 12 feet tall, with razor-sharp claws. His hide littered with the weapons of fallen warriors. His face scarred with one dead eye. A doom of swords and...
Chomp! Dad's leg was clean off!
Oh, that's my favorite part!
In accordance with our laws, the firstborn of each of the great leaders must prove their worth. Merida, stop!
A lady enjoys elegant pursuits.
I present my only son. He took out a whole armada single-handedly. With one arm, he was steering the ship.
Freedom! But are you willing to pay the price your freedom will cost?
Careful what you wish for, my mother would say.
What's the worst that can happen? Yeah! No more fighting! Show a little decorum!
Feast your eyes!
If you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
All right, so you get the idea there. We're talking about animation and a flick that I think would be pretty entertaining for kids. That would be a good one to take kids, grandkids, you know, whatever. Warrior Princess, trying to find the meaning of bravery, and it's a Pixar thing. They did a great job, and the little previews that I could see, this is radio, so you heard all the great sound there, and the video matches a great quality. This one could be interesting, but definitely I think it's going to be a rental for me, so I'm already setting you up for disappointment. It's called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
The final mission to save mankind has failed. The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
So, feel free to wear your casual Friday clothing pretty much any day of the week. And if anyone wants to be CFO... Anyone?
So, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
Catching up on some me time, find God, maybe move around some chairs.
Maybe I'll run into you on orgy or something.
That sounds nice. Listen, Elsa, you don't have to come next week or ever if you don't want to. It's okay.
You fighting me?
There's just no need. Forget it.
See you next week, Mr. Lesh.
I regret my entire life.
Okay.
Bye. Bye now.
We should set up Dodge with Karen, don't you think?
It's everything I never wore.
The sky is falling. I've been with a different girl every day. They don't care about diseases. Are you going to call them back? Or are you related? You know?
No, I don't. I don't. Hello? You okay?
No! I'm never going to see my family again.
Would you like to come in?
I won't steal anything if you don't kill me.
Agreed.
Who's the girl? She the one that got away?
Well, they all got away, but she was the first, yeah.
Let's go find her.
We need to go, right now. If you drive me to where I need to go, I can get you to your family.
Luckily, I'm getting my midlife crisis in just under the wire.
Hi, welcome to Frenzies, where everyone's your friend.
I can't believe you guys are still open. And do you know what? It's his birthday today. Why didn't you tell me that? Happy birthday!
No!
Don't be serious. How fast are you going?
15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Given the... Couldn't you find it in your heart to give my friend here a fighting chance of being with the one he loves before we all reach our untimely conclusion?
No.
Ah, go to the movies. Check it out.
The best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would. And now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.